to take the opportunity to thank the Leibniks for opening their home again. Also want to wish them well on the addition. It's beautiful. They should use it well, fill their home with simchas. Tarum, this is Hashem. Thank Rabbi Lebel for all of his efforts for arranging, pushing, prodding, pulling, speaking, chaperoning, teasing, whatever words you want to use to get everybody here. Baruch Hashem. I'll share one thought with you. It's Tu Shabbat is right around the corner. So just in the halachas of Shechiyanu, making Shechiyanu on a fruit, there's some interesting kenaches. I'm not going to get involved in total halacha lemaisa. That you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. And I'm Orthodox and I'm a rabbi, but I'm not local. And I'm definitely not yours. So in Siman Reish Chaf Hei, it says, brings this halacha, which says that Haroya Pri Chodesh, which is Mischadash Mishana L'Shana, Mavorach Shechayanu. So the first point that the Mechaber says is, if you see this Pri Chodesh, you make a Shechayanu. So the Mechaber says you make the Shechayanu on the Re'iyah, on seeing it. That's number one. It's not yours. Somebody else has it. But I did. You're seeing a new fruit. It's a mechayev shechiyon. But the minhag is we don't do that. We don't make the bracha on the re'ia. We wait till we eat it to make the bracha. Okay. If the person did not see it b'ri'ah rishono, he can make a bracha b'ri'ah shniya. But if you do not make a bracha b'achila rishono, that's it. You have to make a bracha by the first time you have the achila. First time means that meal that you're at. If you forgot to say at the beginning of the meal, you can say it later in the meal. But once that meal is finished and you've taken the pri away, you want to come bring the next time you sit down to that pri, you don't make the bracha. When do you make the bracha? Mishabura says that the correct time to make the bracha is Shechiyonu first, and then the bracha of the Ho'etz or the Hadama second. He says, because really the Ikar Chiyuv of the bracha starts b'shas re'iyah. So really, it's zman of bracha is earlier than the zman achila. The reason why we wait till the moment of achila is because since the purpose of the bracha is an expression of simcha, and we tend to be more mesameach about when we're actually eating it, therefore we wait till b'shas achila. But the Chiyuv bracha is not tied into the achila be'etzim. It's more mitzat the simcha, and the chiyah bracha really starts at the time of the re'iyah, and therefore you make the bracha. It would be potentially a hefsik between the bracha of the achila and the bracha and the achila. So you should say the bracha beforehand. Alternatively, he brings a sheet which says that you make the bracha of achila, you eat a little bit, that the bracha should be chal, and then you make the shechiyanu afterwards. The meaning of the svardim is to say the bracha repio eitz shechiyanu and then the achila. Mishmur says, "Bini yavin your yotze with that," but that's not lechachila. So, a person does make a shechiyanu. The shechiyanu should go first. Okay. Now, then, the mechaber says in Sivov, "Pri she'enu mischadish mishana l'shana." If you live yesh yamir ram shloy ocha mimenu, enu mevar shechiyanu. Pri which is not mischadish mishana l'shana, it's not. It doesn't renew, but it's there all the time. Esrig. There's no Shechiyanu and Esrig. Esrig stays on the tree for years. Coconuts stay on the tree. So you don't make a bracha on a Shechiyanu, even though you haven't had one in a very long time. As a matter of fact, even if you've never had one in your life. It's a din on the pre is a pre, which is a mischadash mishan on the shan. Comes on the Ramah. The Ramah adds two things. He says, number one, pre ha mischadash shtei pomim b'shana. It has two seasons, so you make a Shechiyanu each time. So Shechiyanu doesn't have to be once a year, it can be more than once a year. Okay. It's constantly growing, there's no set time. Okay. The Chedim Mavorach and Shechiyanu al Yar Chadosh, the Oimed Kol Hashana B'Karka. So the Ramah says something which is stays the whole year on the Karka, so you don't make a Shechiyanu. So what is he referring to? So the Magen Rambam says he's not referring to a vegetable which grows and stays on the ground for months and months and months. It's growing months. That's not very common. We don't have those things. So he must mean something which they would store it. It would grow, and they would harvest it, and they would store it, for example, potatoes. So there's a season for potato growing, but then you store potatoes in a cellar. You can store potatoes for months. So you don't make a Shekhar Yonah on such a thing. So that's how the Magen Avraham understands this Ramah. So that raises the question nowadays, where we have, instead of having storing it in the ground, we have different types of refrigeration and storage procedures, etc., which allow us to keep fruits or vegetables. The Bracha Shekhar Yonah applies to fruits and vegetables equally. As a matter of fact, the Gemara's example of making Shekhar Yonah was on a vegetable, not on a fruit. So that's a mistake. Some people think that it's only on fruits, not on vegetables. Shekhar Yonah applies to fruits and vegetables equally. Okay, so that nowadays, there's some who argue based on this Ramah that we have ways to store it for months and months and months, and it's always available. Or alternatively, we have import, which is bringing it in constantly. So you never have a time where it's not around. It's not mischaras mishana l'shana in a certain sense. So you don't make a Shekhar Yonah. That's the argument what some people argue. So I wanted to talk about that, where we stand on that side. Second point I want to touch on, which they go together. It says over here that the reason why you wait to Shas Achila, because that's the moment of Simcha that the person has. So I don't know about you, you know, so it comes to Shoshana and we go to the Korean market and we find some exotic fruit which doesn't taste good, right? And it looks strange. And we put it on the table, for, you know, the second Rosh Hashanah. We say Shechiyanu, Vikiyamanu, Viganu, Lasman Hazeh. And I say, really? Like it's not. It just doesn't excite me, right? So, do you make a Shechiyanu on such a fruit? So, Rav Ozer and Shevelev, he says, no. If you have zero symptom about this fruit, it means nothing to you. It doesn't anyway. If we put one of these type of meters on you, you know, excitement, you know, you put on, you know, on your finger, and it does not go up at all, you do not make a Shekhar Yonah. What? Something maybe, but not Shekhar Yonah, right?
You're excited about making the
Shekhar Yonah. Right. So my wife said, yeah, but you're excited about the deal making the mitzvah, the bracha, the mitzvah. I said, we're talking to men, and they're not that same type. You know, like, you know, the women, yeah, beautiful mitzvah, bracha, you know, the men, I have bracha, you know, like, you know. Okay. You know, we're not as touchy-feely, you know, crunchy granola type. So Rav Ozer says you don't. But Rav Yashar says you do. Rav says, no, you make the bracha anyway, because that's the thing you're supposed to make the bracha. And so Rav Moshe has a mahalach over here, which addresses both of these points. I just want to share this. It's in Igros Moshe, Arachayim Gimel. So he talks about this issue of these things which are available. And he comes out, I'm going to tell you when he comes out, at the end of the tshuva, it comes out that really all is bigger than that you would make a bracha, even though the things do come in through import, or they are stored. We have storage ways nowadays which allow it to be available for a lot of the year, almost the whole year. You would still make a bracha of Shekhar Yonah. Why not make your din? He points out that according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Mor Ksiya, that would not be true. Rabbi Yaakov Emden holds it has to have to be able to taste the difference between them, the fresh ones and that, and that we can't. So he says, Ulai, you should not make a bracha. Maybe not, because the Maaser of Yaakov Emden doesn't sound like that. I think he's wrong. He said it based on his misunderstanding of what he thinks that the earlier person were referring to. He's referring to Magen Avraham and Shlomo, we'll talk about in a second. And he says, but Mikra Din, I think I'm right. And that's why Rosh Hashanah, even when we use these fruits which are available, it's not a problem, because Mikra Din, it's a valid bracha. So what's his argument? He says, first of all, it seems to be that the logic behind this Ramah is a point of Simcha. That seems to be the logic. Like, so since it's available all the time, there's no simcha, and the whole idea of the bracha is based on the idea of simcha. Since there's no simcha, you're not going to make the bracha. So that's the first part of the tshuva, which would then indicate that he learns the lumness of the bracha is like Rav Ozer was saying, there's a requirement of simcha. Well, apples have a growing season, and then after the growing season, they're not growing anymore. But we import them, or we store them, and when the new season of apples comes, I'm not very excited about new apples. I just had apples yesterday, I had apples 3 weeks ago, and that doesn't excite me. Right, so Lachara, it's a lacking of element of simcha. So that's not the pshat. And he brings rise that even with the situation where there's not going to be element of simcha, you would still make the bracha. So what is the pshat? He says that what's the bracha? The bracha of Shekhar Yonah is, he said there's no simcha. That's not true. Of course there's simcha. There's always simcha. We are, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the bracha set a system up in the Bria that things grow year after year. Imagine you only got your fruits once, and that was it. The plant says, I'm done. Goodbye. right? And there's no way to seeds, replanting, etc. We wouldn't be very happy. The Russia was nice enough to create a system of agriculture which allows each year to get new fruits. That Metzias and the Bria is the source for the bracha. It's not because of why I look at this item and I say, wow, I'm so excited, Shechiyon al-Hikiyon al-Asman hazeh, that the Russia has more apples in the world. It's that the Russia created a system where we're able to have apples in the world. Again and again and again. And I'm reminded about that every time I see that. That's the source of the bracha. He says, okay, so the Bereshit put things which they're cyclical. So the Bereshit also put in the world things, and this is, you know, this sounds more like a hashkafah shir that Rabbi's going to give in a moment than a halacha shir. But this is what Rabbi says. He says that the fact that they were able to store these things like potatoes easily generations ago, what does it tell me? That tells me that the Bereshit recognized that the purpose of potatoes is to give them mazon for people. And therefore, the Bereshit created a way that it should be available for months and months and months. So this is not something which is mischadish, was man kavua that's mischadish. The whole purpose of this thing the Bereshit put in the world is to be something which is there constantly. That's not what the bracha is, and things which have an element of newness in them. The bracha is tied into zman kavua. It has to be mizman lezman. So potatoes are not, because the Bereshit put into the bria a vehicle how to store them. And that is the natural way of using them. He says, we find that man's intervention is recognized in halacha as being part of the nature. He gives an example in Hilchos Shabbos, or in Hilchos Tumah, that there's a certain way, dates which don't ripen easily, and you would store them by weaving something around them. When you rip it open, the halacha says it's mutter, because it's the same thing as taking open the shell of a nut. The shell of a nut is not a shell of a nut. The shell of a nut comes naturally. This is man-made. Well, this is the way it's always used. That's called a shell of a nut. I mean, that becomes now how the nature works. Man-made information is also part of nature. If that's how the natural way it's going to go. So, but nowadays we came up with this, you know, we have this electric thing with, that's not called the natural way that this fruit comes. And that's Takim Mishana Lashona. So therefore you can make a bracha. That's from Moshe's, I'm saying it over Kitzer, he brings Rias to it. But they said that's the lumnus. I think it's an important understanding. And when we make the bracha, Shekhiyanu, understand what we're making a bracha about, according to Moshe, that the bracha put a kvias of these things that they're available. That's the simcha, which means we always have that simcha. Simcha about the star fruit, not simcha about star fruit. You know, I hear that, you know, I'm not really excited about star fruits, you know. You know, or whatever else they, you know, these things. I remember the names even, some of them, but they're lychees, you know. I don't know about, lychees just don't really excite me. But that's not the point. The point is that, but it has to be something which, but the kviyas has to be something which is mizman lezman. That's how Chazal set up the bracha. And things which naturally, Dr. Moore is saying, like potatoes, etc., which are naturally, we have an easy system. It means the Russian made it easy for us to figure out a way to do this. I mean, that was part of what their purpose was. So that's not called mizman lezman. But nowadays it is. Then the Chibul Meister Russian's psak is that Ula, you should not make a bracha. That's his lashon. I mean, so I saw quoted in one of the contemporary sources says, you know, you don't make a bracha now because it's easily available, like Rav Moshe says in a tshuva. I don't think that's the correct way of saying it. I think that that's true, but if I think of a person would have a strong argosha of simcha, it might say these brachas are rishus. They are rishus. The more they're not, they're, which what does rishus mean? It means you're not mechuyev to go get them. But once you have them, if Rashi says if you don't do it, you don't get no einish. But if you do it, it's obviously an opportunity to express a feeling. If a person has a strong argosha of stopping to think, you know what? It's been a year. It's been a long time. The Rashi made this thing new. It's available. Wow, that's such a beautiful thing. The Rashi has such a thing. And the Bria, I want to say thank you. I think a person will be allowed to make your rizim. Now, one thing I do want to point out that it's totally being mizman lezman, which means if the place where they grow. They're available the whole year. Then you don't make a shechiyanu. Even though I only get it, it only comes in. They only bring it into America twice a year, because it's like it's a seasonal sales item. But the fruit itself is available the whole year. Then you don't make a shechiyanu. It has to be where it grows. It grows in such a way that it's not constantly. But if that we bring it in twice a year, that's not going to change it. But something which where it grows, it starts and it stops. But we're able to store it, or we're able to. find other places in the world where it grows differently and it comes, their summer season is our winter season, so we bring from South America to North America. That would not affect the bracha, Rav Moshe is saying, and a person could say that if a person has a stronger gosh of simto. Otherwise, it's not kedai to say it, because according to Rav Yaakov Emden, you would not be saying a bracha.
What if you're going to a place fruit picking, where the place you are, you know that it's seasonal?
That doesn't make a difference.
Because you can get it in the store?
Because you can get it in the store. Because once it's available, that takes it. If, according to this argument, that being available it undermines it, so that the fact that you found it in a seasonal place doesn't change anything. If you hold availability in the store, doesn't play a role, so that doesn't. But if you hold a place a role, the fact that where you are is seasonal doesn't help.